This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good morning. Closing prices for the Chicago Board of Trade. December corn, 376 and a quarter, up 6. March, 381 and a half, up 4 and a half. May, 387 and a quarter, up 4 and a half. January soybeans, 906, up 8 and a half. March, 908, up 7 and 3 quarters. May, 914, up 7 and 3 quarters. December wheat, 471 and a quarter, up 6 and a half. March, 484 and a half, up 5 and 3 quarters. May, 491 and a quarter, up 5 and a quarter. December oats, 260 and a half, down 4 and a half. March, 241, up 1 and a quarter. December soybean meal, 285.10, down $2. January, 284.90, down 250. March, 286.90, down 250. December soybean oil, 31.80, up 121. January, 32.08, up 121. March, 32.26, up 116. It's time now for the cash grain report.
This is Friday's report of grain prices and trends prepared by the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were higher late Friday afternoon. Technical trading gave corn and soybeans a boost on the Board of Trade today. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 5 to 6 cents higher at 353 to 368. Soybeans are up mostly 8 to 9 cents at 871 to 902. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 5 to 6 cents stronger at 361 to 385. Soybean bids are 8 to 9 cents stronger at 888 to 916. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn mostly 5 cents higher at 368 to 392. Soybeans are up 8 to 11 cents at 896 to 914. Wheat was 5 to 6 cents stronger at 380 to 435. Illinois soybean processor cash bids were 9 cents higher at 918 to 921. Basis levels were unchanged at 12 to 15 over the January. High protein soybean meal on a truck basis was offered at $278.90 to $299.90 per ton. That's $2.50 per ton higher, with basis levels unchanged at a minus 6 to a plus 15 over the January. Illinois corn processor cash bids were 5 cents higher at $3.82 to $4. Basis levels were unchanged at option $2.18 over the March. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 1 to 6 cents higher at $3.75 to $3.83. Basis levels were mixed at minus 7 to a plus 1 over the March. Soybeans closed 9 cents stronger at $9.13 to $9.24. Basis levels were unchanged at 7 to 18 over the January. New crop wheat prices were 5 cents higher at $4.23 to $4.56. Basis levels were unchanged at a minus 75 to minus 42 the July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 5 cents higher at $3.94 to $3.95. These elevators raised their soybean bids 5 to 7 cents with bids at $9.36 to $9.37. Soft wheat was up mostly 6 cents at $4.10 to $4.60. Milo was 5 to 11 cents higher at $3.71 to $3.72. That concludes Friday's country grain market summary.
Closing prices for the Mercantile Exchange. December live cattle, 124.02, down 167. February, 129.60, up 15. April, 130.37, up 70. January feeder cattle, 159.75, unchanged. March, 157.20, down 60. April, 159.95, up 105. December lean hogs, 57.97, down 37. February, 59.37, up 55. April, 63.60, up 45. It's time now for the Cash Livestock Report.
This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Friday, the 4th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 27 cents lower in the range of $47 to $53, with a weighted average carcass price of $51.92. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading $2 lower, with weak to moderate demand for for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 18 to 23, 4 to 5 weights 20 to 25, 5 to 6 weights 22 to 26, and 6 weights and up 25 to 28. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $28 to $34. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 8,149 head. And now for the recap from the Walnut Livestock Auction. They had receipts of 519 head compared to 2 weeks ago. Slaughter steers and heifers traded steady to a dollar lower. Slaughter Holstein steers sold a full dollar lower. Starting with the choice slaughter steers, they were 118 to 124.25. Choice slaughter Holstein steers 109.25 to 111, and choice slaughter heifers 118.50 to 124.25. On to the slaughter cows, premiums were bringing 104 to 110. Breakers were 60 to 69 with some higher dressing from 73 to 79. Boners were 58 to 67, higher dressing 68 to 69. Leans were 41 to 47.50 with some higher dressing bringing 52.50 to 54. Slaughter bulls under 1500 pounds brought $91 to $100. And bulls 1,500 pounds and up brought 82 to 89 with some higher dressing at 94. Now in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at 120 to 124 and on a dress basis 190 to 192. Heifers on a live basis traded at 120 to 124 and on a dress basis 189 to 192. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 326 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $73.73, and that was 35 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading lower. Choice carcasses, $202.60, that was $1.89 lower, with select carcasses at $191.49, that was $1.53 lower. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 109,000. That compared to 98,000 last week and 105,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, cattle slaughter is running behind 5.4%. Hog slaughter was estimated at 433,000. That compared to 433,000 last week and 426,000 a year ago. On a year-to-date basis, hog slaughter is running ahead 7.9%. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
U.S. ethanol exports in October totaled 70.1 million gallons. That's up 16% over September levels, according to the Renewable Fuels Association analysis of government data released Friday. For the first time ever, China served as the top customer for U.S. ethanol, buying nearly half of all ethanol exports in October. Exports to China catapulted to 32.6 million gallons, almost double the cumulative volume of exports shipped to China over the past 2 years. Canada was the second leading destination in October, but shipments were about one-third lower than in September at 20.1 million gallons. The Philippines brought in 9.8 million gallons of the U.S. product, while other key importers included South Korea at 4.1 million gallons, Jamaica at 1.5, and Singapore at 1.1 million gallons. Total year-to-date ethanol exports for the United States are 695 million gallons, and that's 4% more than this time last year. Congress has until December 18th, or 2 weeks, to pass tax extenders important to agriculture. The House earlier this year voted Section 179 expensing permanent, among other tax extenders, but the Senate Finance Committee has opted instead to revive the expired measures for 2015 and extend them through 2016, according to AgriPulse. Finance Chairman Orrin Hatch, a Republican from Utah, has said he's optimistic that House leaders will come around to the two-year extension, but leadership has yet to make an indication. Members are negotiating, according to House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy. Among the tax extenders, things yet to see approval by Congress include Section 179 expensing, the 50% bonus depreciation provision, and tax subsidies for biodiesel and wind power. Up next, we'll hear an update from the Nokomis FFA chapter. FFA members have been very busy competing in career development events, and they have added a second ag teacher to their program. Nokomis FFA chapter president Dominic Rupert has more. Dominic, could we start out by having you tell us a little bit about yourself and what your role is with the FFA chapter here in Nokomis?
Well, like you said, my name is Dominic Rupert. I'm the Nokomis chapter president and Section 19 vice president. Being a section officer is a lot of fun because I kind of get the insides and I'm in the know of really what's going on with the section and the different contests and things coming up. We've been doing a lot more this year of having like group meetings and things like that, and inviting the kids in for chapter things and such. Some directional work with contests we're going to go to and different maybe fundraiser activities. Like, we're getting ready. We just got an awesome t-shirt design from a girl in our school, Joanna Marley, who does wonderful jobs with graphic designs, and just kind of getting things set up and putting the ball in motion.
Well, it sounds like you guys have a lot of great things going for the chapter. You have some contests coming up. Could you tell us a little bit about what you guys are going to be competing in?
Well, this year we added a second ag teacher, so we're fortunate to have Mr. Meyer and now Miss Geiger. And that's been able to let us be a little more diverse in the contests we've participated in. So this year we were able to go to a couple contests we haven't to, like ag sales and job interview, which our ag sales team got second, which was nice because that was the first time in forever we've done that. Mr. Meyer's agronomy team just won the section contest last week, and they will be competing at state on this Saturday. And then tonight they're looking for another win at Dairy Foods. So a lot of contests going on right now.
It definitely sounds like you guys have a lot going on. Now, where is the state contest going to be held? Do you know off the top of your head?
Yeah, state contest is up at the U of I.
Okay, so we wish you guys the best of luck there. You also have some work going on with your co-op project.
Yeah, in our ag business project, and with all, Ms. Geiger has some ag science classes, and so they've been studying on a hydroponic system, and we actually built one in here. And so our ag business class is taking the side of having it as a co-op, so where our class pays in the money that it takes to buy the supplies and things like that. So it'll basically kind of be its own little business.
Excellent. And how many kids are working on that?
Our ag business class that is working on that is made up of just five. The other classes that will be working with the hydroponics itself, I think she has two classes that are working in that.
And will that project allow you guys to go on any trips later on? I think sometimes there's a co-op tour out to Washington, D.C.
Yes, there's that, and that will make us eligible for the Heritage and Co-op Award, which will be, we got to fill out an application for that, and the winner will be announced at the state convention.
Okay, well, are there any other events going on in either the chapter or the section that we haven't talked about yet that you'd like to mention?
Just some cool things, like we got a holiday meeting coming up, and then our chapter sells popcorn at all the basketball games, and those funds kind of pay their way towards a big trip. So we're looking, we usually do the tractor pulls down in Kentucky. Now we're kind of looking at the tractor pulls in Gordyville. So that's kind of a thing for the kids to do some work and get a good reward out of it.
And when will that trip be taking place?
I believe that trip is around Valentine's Day.
So you guys have a little bit of time left to raise some money. Anything else that you'd like to mention?
It's just been a great year. Mr. Meyer is the best advisor we could ever ask for. And adding Miss Geiger in with some new information coming straight from college, it's been a lot of fun this year having some more opportunities in our ag program.
Once again, that update was from Nokomis FFA Chapter President Dominic Rupert. For those of you who aren't familiar with the term hydroponics, it's a method of growing plants with nutrients in water, but using no soil. That's all for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Bowles.